This UFL Week 5 picks and NBA best bets edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy. Pick them for a chance to win 100x in NBA, golf, MLB, MMA, NHL, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, we're also brought to you by our NFL Draft Bingo. Play NFL Draft Bingo for a free chance to score a $100 SGPN gift card exclusively on the SGPN app.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the money green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Happy Draft Eve.
Happy Draft Eve. Joining us in studio, Colby Dant, aka Pick Dundee. What's happening, Colby?
What's up, guys? Good to be in studio.
Yeah.
That didn't sound like you're good to be in studio.
Oh no, I am. Like it feels good when you're been.
Where's the energy?
But I am an East Carolina fan.
Of course, Colby broke the internet today, or I guess you could say it was Nick Dant, broke the internet today, unearthing the ultimate Benedict Dundee photo of Colby rocking a NC State Wolfpack hoodie. Your t-shirt?
T-shirt.
Okay. Do you care to release a statement?
Well, look, I mean, there's speculation that it was photoshopped, but it wasn't.
That's
a real photo. A real photo.
Who's speculating?
And what
Josh, I did send it to if you want to pull it up.
Oh, I'm already uploading.
So
already
I was going on my original college football campus tour.
Now, were you Fred Durst influenced here? I feel like. Shut the fuck up.
That's true.
Actually, now.
And I don't believe that's my jacket. I think.
Did you get cold enough to borrow a lady's?
I think that might have been an NC Knicks car. Mm. And we were tailgating here. So, number one, Florida State.
Wait, put that back on. How much older is NC Nick than you?
3 years old.
Because it seems like there's an adult and a child.
Yeah.
In this
yeah. Fair.
Or one of you's way drunker than the other.
Fair. That's me.
Always throwing up like gang signs. I can't tell what this expression is.
The flash was on, man. I was trying to protect my eyes.
What do you mean the flash? You were doing 2008
right now, dude, or something like that.
He was throwing one of these.
Digital cameras. It was actual digital camera with the flash, not the camera phone. But what happened was this. So
I want to know what happened to the guy in the middle. He looks like he was made for Hollywood.
That's Dundee's son. No, joking.
All right, get this filth off. I mean, Colby.
Well, I flew to North Carolina. Me and Nick were driving down to the world's biggest cocktail party, Georgia, Florida.
Okay.
And I flew in Thursday morning. We realized Thursday night, number one Florida State is at NC State. So I know about the college experience. We have a show about it. And to me, I was like, wait, I do hate NC State, but I hate Florida State probably on that same level. They're number one in the nation.
So you had to pick a side.
If we're going to go to the game, I'll even wear some NC State gear to support the Wolfpack upset. And they did knock off. They stormed the field. That's another.
You could have been the guy who wears the random ECU jersey.
And that was Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was playing that game.
I remember those years.
East Carolina.
Yeah. Tyrod whooped his ass. Remember that? That was a good game.
he's 0-1 against ECU too.
Oh wow! All right,
ECU dominant collegiate.
So I had to wear that. Look, you make decisions. You want to be part of the party. I should never wear that. I understand, but if you're ever going to wear it, you wear it when they're playing the number one team in the country, and you know there's a party. I was single at the time too. I know how to get laid.
Wow!
All right, I know how to get laid.
Wow! Look at this guy. Look at this. I know how to get laid.
And he's
one of those guys who will get penetration.
And I'll have you know that 2 days later, I went to the Georgia Florida game, and we were supposed to. We had a plan. Me and all my friends that I grew up with, we're all gonna be. We all grew up hating Florida. We're gonna be wearing Georgia gear. I show up.
Dog.
I'm tailgating. I'm like, oh, I got to go get my shirt. I figured I'd just buy one there. I didn't order one ahead of time like the rest of my friends. And me and NC Nick, we realized that all the girls that we thought were super hot were the Florida ones. So I ended up showing up in Florida Gator gear.
Oh no.
So who I hated, but you know, you got to read the room.
Well, that was the original Benedict.
Yeah.
Hey
ladies, we all root for America. Oh wait, never mind. You are English gals. Yeah. All hail the king. Get me some sterling and some pounds. Freshen your tea, ladies.
If you wear the, look, I'm just saying, you're going to the world's biggest cocktail party. You better figure a few things out. Don't plan ahead.
Not a problem. All right. We're going to hit on some NBA best bets in just a second. Before we do, and we got UFL picks as well. Before we get to the NBA best bets, our best bet when it comes to fantasy is, of course, Underdog Fantasy. High or lower, perfect opportunity. Shout out to Florida. If you're in the great state of Florida, maybe you're one of those Florida Gator gals that Colby was talking about. They just introduced Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. And again, first time it's available for Florida. Highly recommend signing up if you haven't already in Florida, and available in tons of states, including California, Texas, and Canada, which I consider the 51st state, 51st state. Shout out to you, Canada, the real heroes.
Thought that was Puerto Rico.
No, let's make it Canada. Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to Puerto Rico too. I don't know if Puerto Rico can sign up for Underdog Fantasy. If you're Puerto Rican living in Puerto Rico, what's up? Check out Underdog Fantasy regardless when you get to the States, or if you can do it in Puerto Rico, go for it. Underdog Fantasy promo code S, they'll love this read. Promo code SGPN, get you 100% deposit match up to $100. Love me some Underdog Fantasy. Joining us on the line from the NBA Gambling Podcast, Mr. Moonoff, AKA the Machine. Moonoff, dogs were barking in that early game, Celtics Heat. How awesome was that to see the Celtics lose that game?
Oh, you know, if Miami Heat were at home, they would have stormed the court there, being a 14.5-point underdog. But unfortunately, they were in Boston. But today, it's a great day. You know, you're part of the SGPN company there. It's exciting times today. I'll leave it at that. But
yeah, if you're in the company Slack, it was a lot of behind the scenes drama, to say the least. But I would say fun way, because it doesn't yes. involve us. It was us making fun of a guy. But Moonoff, yes. I'm gonna have to admit, before the game, I did like I got down on the Heat plus 14.5, and then I thought, you know, this series price, it's out of control. It's at 50-1. I'd be an idiot not to take a little sprinkle. I did throw $20 at 50-1 on the Miami Heat, and now they're all tied up going back to Miami. The problem is, it seems like the home team does worse for whatever reason in this matchup. What do you does Miami have a chance to win this series, Moonoff?
I think if it was anybody else, they wouldn't, but it's Boston.
Yeah.
It's Boston, right? And we saw what it,
they're in their heads.
Yeah, and I saw a tweet, and everybody was mentioning that this was an exact carbon copy of what transpired last year in the Eastern Conference Finals for, you know, these two teams. So again, Miami knocked down their 3-point shots today. They're going back home. They got the split. We've seen crazier things happen, and don't be surprised. I know some people aren't fans of Jimmy Butler, but miraculously, maybe he can be back on the court. But a huge win for Miami. I mean, you got to give Eric Spoelstra a lot of credit. He's just so underrated. One of the best head coaches, in my opinion, if not the best in the entire NBA, especially when it comes to the playoffs. So a huge victory there. At some point, Sean, we were going to see the underdogs start winning here. That it came back in a big way here in the Miami Heat.
When are we what are we going to hear about Missoula doing to adjust, man, after this?
You got to feel bad for his the town DVD. That thing's going to get worn out. He's just going to be chopping at the bit.
Hopefully he has a digital copy on maybe a SSD or something a little bit more efficient. I mean, you want to talk about a franchise that can be broken by a single game.
Oh, so awesome. It was so great. I was listening to some of it on the radio.
They were so confident,
so quiet.
Too.
It was awesome.
Boston fans are they're not even Celtics fans. Like,
no.
These new age Boston fans are such fake ass basketball fans. It's pathetic. I mean, first of all, when I was growing up, no one liked the Patriots either, because they fucking sucked. The Red Sox sucked. Everyone sucked except for the Bruins. The Bruins had the city. So now these fake ass NBA fans popping their head up because Tom Brady left town. Oh, I mean,
it's
Miami
a baby fucking wheel, man.
Miami sucks as a sports town too. Boston fans will not like that.
I do like the Heat are a fun team to root for. Shout out to Heat culture.
Remember when they were trying to get back in the locked building
that was
when
pretty
they left
funny.
Early?
Yeah, when they left. Now that they got rid of the big three and it's just Spoelstra and a bunch of not scrubs. I mean, there certainly are some scrubs.
LeBron Jaime would Akes. Have 10 championships if he never left Spoelstra.
Yeah, he thought Spoelstra wasn't a good coach. Meanwhile,
we all
he's
did.
Awesome.
We all didn't think he was a good coach.
No, the joke he's done a great job. Same and Ty Lue's a good coach.
Yeah, I know. That was that's the funnier one.
All right. For some reason, Munaf, NBA, they are playing some playoff games in spite of the fact they're going head to head, not only with the NFL draft, but our NFL draft watch party, which everyone will be tuned into. We got the first game, Cavs Magic. Magic laying 1.5 at home. Do the Magic finally right the ship here, or are the Cavs just that much better?
I think for the Miami, for the Orlando Magic, they have to come out in that first quarter, first half. I think we'll know everything. They have struggled.
So
if
bad
you want to watch
half.
Your eyes bleed and watch this team offensively, it has just been so bad. This total, I'll start with a total here. I know we don't talk a lot about totals, but it's at 199 or 198.5. I still don't think that's low enough, guys. Just bet the under to collect your money at the end of this game. Orlando doesn't have 3-point shooting, and you look at some of these other teams like Miami Heat is a prime example here tonight. Boston's example as well. They have 3-point shooters, but this Orlando Magic team just doesn't have it. Meanwhile, Cleveland, they have those guys, right? Max Strus, Donovan Mitchell, Georges Niang. Jared Allen has been an absolute monster on the boards. He had, 20 rebounds in the last game. I think Orlando could come out playing well in the first quarter and first half, but I think eventually the offensive talent for the Cleveland Cavaliers overtakes this game. So if you want to play back the Magic, I would do it early. Typically when we see teams down 0-2 going back at home, they have to come out and play with some type of sense of urgency, right? So I would look at them first quarter, first half. I still think Cleveland at the end of the day, they make a push in that second half. I think they get the victory here. So, maybe halftime Magic, full-time Cavs, you could get some nice plus odds on that.
Nice.
I feel like no matter what I pick here, I'm getting every game in this series wrong.
Yeah, I guess I'll take Magic, but I think the best way to do it is like Munaf said, first quarter, first half for the Magic is the play.
That's the official play though, Magic? These fucking losers?
I mean, I
thought you quit them.
I did.
Now they're back at home in Orlando.
Yeah, they got to win. They got to cover.
Give me the
one
Cavs.
All right.
No reason.
You're going Cavs.
No reason.
Yeah, I get it.
All the bets are on the Magic. There,
Magic were one of the best home ATS teams as well.
Yeah, they're dominant as a home favorite. I think they are.
Right, I'm on the Magic. I'm on the Magic.
They are really good at home as a home favorite. But the game of the night: Knicks at Sixers. Sixers back against the wall. Sixers get the win. They get the cover. This is just a smash spot. I mean, they should have won game two. They completely fucked it up.
Yeah.
I don't like them complaining about the refs. The refs did miss some calls, but come on, you fucked that game up. I think it's on them, but Sixers at home, they're going to take care of business. Maybe I think really the series is going to be determined game four if Knicks can steal that one. But I think game three is all Sixers in a big way. They roll 4.5. Not a problem. Munaf, how say you?
Yeah, this is the ultimate smash spot for the Sixers here. I mean, do we really want to, does the NBA really want two big market teams here, especially in the Philadelphia 76ers going down 3-0 here? I don't think so. But I mean, you mentioned it, at least this series should be at least a split, right? They give it away in game two, did the Philadelphia 76ers. And I think the spot where if you want to take them in the first quarter, first half, and full game for the Sixers,
the trifecta
spot.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think I'm going to be all over that here for the Sixers. They were leading at the end of the first quarter in both games. They came out and played really well. At least one of Maxey and Embiid are going to play the entire 12 minutes in that first quarter. It'd probably be Maxey because they do give Joel Embiid a break around 6 to 8 minutes, and they maybe bring him back in for the final minute or two there. But they have been leading at the end of the first quarter in the first two games. We talked about game two where they pretty much gave it away, but I think the smash spot here for the Philadelphia 76ers, I'll be all over them. First quarter, first half, and full game.
All these kids from Villanova coming home to Philly. I mean, the Sixers will get one of these two games. Is it this game or is it game four?
I think it's definitely game three. I mean,
I don't think they cover though. Give me the Knicks. I'm not playing the money. Officially, yeah. Just taking the points.
This could be another one possession game. I mean, these games have been close.
It's been tight.
Last game of the night, Nuggets at Lakers. Lakers, a 1-point home dog. I mean, I think this is again a spot for the Lakers to roll here. Like Lakers gave them the best effort both games, covered both games, but both games came up short as far as the straight up game. I just think they are a matchup nightmare. Maybe some of the role players do some stuff for them, but I don't know, man. I just don't see it for this Lakers team right now. They've lost so many times in a row against the Nuggets. Maybe they win the first half, but how many games is it now?
10
straight. I mean, I guess, is it crazy that they're going to win 11, or are you crazy at taking the Lakers at +1? I think this should be closer to like 3 on the spread. So I'm taking the Nuggets here. Feel like you're getting a discount.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I, like you mentioned, it's Lakers in the first half. They came out and played well. In the first two games, they had double digit leads. They blew the 20-point lead in the second game. Tried to blame the refs, but this team has shot the most free throws in. It's been a wide margin for this Lakers team, and they're complaining about the refs. How about you blew a 20-point lead in game two? But yeah, if you want to back the Lakers, I couldn't fault you for doing it early, first quarter, first half. But this Denver team, they don't panic. They have championship pedigree. They won the title last year for the reason. They don't give up. And we saw that in game two. They were down 20 plus points and they came back to win it at the buzzer, led by Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. So you're right, Sean, that maybe this role players do step up in the spot here for the Lakers being back at home. I still do expect Anthony Davis and LeBron to have big games, but I just can't trust this Lakers team right now. It's like you at the roulette wheel. You see 10 reds in a row. You're trying to, either you're going to ride that red or you're going to try to bet on black, thinking the black's going to show up. I'm going to continue riding the red here. Give me the Nuggets full game, but I will be on Lakers first. I have another halftime full time bet if you want to make it here.
I wouldn't say that roulette strategy to Wesley Snipes. He said he always bets on black.
And that legally you don't have to pay your taxes, according to Wesley Snipes, who did jail time for not paying his taxes. Well, so
he was citing,
I don't know about his strategy.
He was citing some stuff about not paying taxes to the king. There's some weird old English shit. There was a guy on Reddit. I wish I had written his name down. He did have 420 and 69 in his username.
Woo, it's smoking my weed.
He broke down a theory about the Nuggets in the playoffs and when teams that are not acclimated to elevation, it's not what you think it is, Sean. When teams not acclimated to elevation are playing the Nuggets in a series, the real advantage for the Nuggets lies when they go back down to sea level. The Nuggets, who live at high elevation, will become an enhanced version of themselves at sea level. Meanwhile, the Lakers, who don't normally live there, will be reacclimating to their home environment. This provides a strange road edge for the Denver Nuggets, especially in a game where, are they playing some old motherfuckers?
Yes.
Boy, LeBron looks old. As someone who has loved rooting for LeBron for a long time, Kobe never looked like this at the end.
He's falling apart there late in the fourth. So
I don't remember Jordan looking like this at the end, where it's just like he goes from being still amazing to nothing within the span of 48 minutes. Come on. The Nuggets were always going to destroy this series.
Yeah, no, I think we gave it out. Nuggets -1.5 feels really good right now at -140, even Nuggets -2.5. That was plus odds.
People, I have been DM'd by a couple people. When am I bringing the alt lines back? I totally forgot about the alt lines in the NBA playoffs.
Well, I mean, honestly, the Heat like -2.5. If you would have done like a 16-point swing, would have been crazy.
Going forward, I'll have an alt for the NBA playoffs. Off the cuff, I would play the Nuggets because there's a chance the Lakers are just
done. Could just
on the map, not getting up, Manny Pacquiao style.
Pinned them. All right, moving off. Appreciate you hopping on. Make sure you subscribe to the NBA Gambling Podcast. Give him a follow on X at SportsNerd824. Thank you, Moon Off. Appreciate it. And you know what else?
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
See
you. You too, Moon Off. Appreciate it.
Hopefully, stay safe out there.
Yeah, stay safe out there. I appreciate a good football proxy, Ryan, because Circa Million, Circa Survivor, we always sign up for these contests. Love getting a chance to win millions of dollars. Now, it's the contest, of course, is based in Las Vegas, but you don't have to live in Nevada or Las Vegas to play. All you have to do is go out to Vegas between now and kickoff, sign up with your proxy, and then you're good to go. We got a sweet deal running for you. All you do is go to footballcontestproxy.com. Use the promo code SGP. You get $50 off your proxy fees. Highly recommend these guys. Maddie's going to be joining us on the live stream. He's a Raiders guy, Vegas guy, going to take care of you over on the proxy. So Circus Survivor, Circa Millions, footballcontestproxy.com, promo code SGP. Get in over there.
Sean, I'd like to add, because sure. you brought it up, I think, the last time you were talking about the proxy service. But how many times were we clowning people who didn't get their Survivor entry?
Yes.
The one way to look at hiring a proxy is Survivor and pick insurance.
Yeah, because they make sure
they don't want to be an asshole. There's fail safes. And look, as someone who has had a proxy service, maybe you go out at a happy hour and you get wasted and you completely forget the deadline. Guess what? Proxy's got your back.
Yeah, I think one of the guys that like got all the way down to the Survivor had some story about the proxy saving his ass. So even people who live in Nevada, a lot of times have a proxy just because it's nice to know, again, especially with Survivor, like not getting your picks in, or Circa Millions, not getting your picks in. You paid $1,000. Imagine you were in $1,000 Survivor and you forgot to get your pick in. You would feel like an insane idiot.
And even talking to the guys who don't do the proxy, it sounds like a nightmare. Like the process of just the schlep down to wherever you
take it off, get it off your hands. footballcontestproxy.com.
All right.
Joining us back in studio. Colby went on a little vision quest. Colby with a silent protest.
Perfectly fit behind Moon off there. Although I will say, for someone who likes to focus on the real sports, I did catch you over on VSiN doing a breaking down some baseball
handicapping.
I'm also sweating out these Vegas Golden Knights right now.
Oh, you know what I mean?
They're up 2-1.
It's a six sport tout.
I don't mind you being into hockey. That does feel a little bit more on brand.
Yeah.
Have you hopped on the hockey gambling podcast ever?
No, but I did hijack their feed once for a Frozen Four podcast.
Here's what you need to do. Next time you guys do a Frozen Four podcast, we gotta have one of the hockey guys on.
Okay.
Yeah, next year.
I like that. I like that.
It's a future goal.
And the Denver Pioneers did win the national championship.
Now, how did Quinnipiac do this year?
They made the tournament.
They're like the San Diego State of college hockey for us over here. Sports gambling podcast.
All right.
Shout out to the UFL. Turns out the experiment. Well, first of all, nothing to tout about.
No, we all got our ass kicked. That being said, though, even with an 0-4 performance by all of us, Ryan's still 17-10-1, 67% on his locks. Me 15-12-1, 75% on my locks. Colby 16-11-1, 67% on his locks. So even though we got all our picks wrong, and some may say I was distracted with my personal war with the UFL. I'm still at war with them. They still are a dog shit organization. Some of the players are cool, and I do like watching spring football. So, but the people who run it are huge turds. But I think I was a little distracted.
And we got down to the bottom of this, by the way.
It's fair to say, I don't want to say the people that run it. We don't know
certain people involved.
There's certainly a person.
The guy I dealt with, UFL Jeff, he sucks.
Hashtag UFL Jeff sucks.
Yeah, feel free to keep tweeting that.
As someone who has worked in corporate America, oftentimes what happens is you have these people who get in control of a piece of the organization, and instead of trying to be progressive and move the company forward, they realize their seat's really comfortable, and change could potentially put that seat at risk. So they sit in their ivory fucking tower.
Yes.
And they call down to the servants and they say, we can't, newspaper people only.
I could do another hour on it, but I'll save the audience from it. One of the things he did follow up with was that, the press box is for people working on a deadline only. It's the UFL. I just love the idea that he thinks there's someone that they're calling in. Hey, editor, I got the latest scoop on the Birmingham Stallions. Stop the presses. Case Kukas got knocked out of the game. What deadline? it's all bullshit on the internet. We're one of the few loser organizations who care about it because we love gambling and it is fun to gamble.
And
on
we
football.
Love spring football.
And yeah. I love football yeah. and gambling. That's why I'm involved. That's why we talk about it.
But I also,
the idea only on a deadline. What or news organization is covering the UFL that has any sort of deadline?
I got to get it through the fax machine. Get it back to the old office.
My favorite thing about last week was I got like I think 4 DMs from other people that are somehow.
Oh, the flag's been raised. The flare was shot up. People understand.
If you have horrible stories about working with the UFL, please reach out.
People that I didn't know.
I would say this: the consensus seems like it is very much this guy. A problem that existed with one organization, then moved to another organization, and didn't exist.
I tried
in a different
to tell order. You the XFL was bad.
So
Team USFL all day.
I'm over on WallStreetJournal.com and just reading some of the headlines. There's growing unrest in this Palestine Gaza situation.
Whoa,
Birmingham did not cover 2018.
Is that what they're protesting for at Columbia University?
One of the people running for president is under trial for a hush money case with a porn star. Case Kukas could miss 2 to 3 weeks. Well, I understand why.
I showed up to UCLA's campus protesting the fact that the UFL played 2 games at the same time.
Yeah, I didn't. Kobe thought, yeah, everyone's like, oh, you're here for to free Palestine. And he's like, no, I thought this, I was here to protest the scheduling of the TV.
It's the scientists who are ruining the UFL.
But I appreciate the water and the papers that they gave me, the pamphlets. But no, it was great. I was there and I was speaking my mind and they were behind me. You know, I guess I didn't really focus on what I was saying, but it was a great experience.
Well, I guess that was a perfect way to bring it full circle because the regional coverage experiment must have worked because we get both games on Saturday. So they don't want to compete with the daytime NFL draft taking place on Saturday.
Even more hilarious was that they didn't actually play at the same time because of the rain delay.
I couldn't get both games out here on the West Coast. I mean, I could get both games, okay. But if I turned on Fox, I only got one.
Yeah.
That's the same experience you're going to get Saturday, 4 p.m. on the West Coast. Birmingham Stallions take on the Houston Roughnecks. Birmingham laying 7.5. The trend finally comes to a screeching halt, laying the points with the Birmingham Stallions -395 on the money line. Houston +310, 42 is the total. No more Scooby, right? Rest in peace.
Shout out to Scooby.
I think we
Birmingham sucks, legend.
He posted a medical image of his neck. It did not look good.
He also did the classic shoes on top of the goalpost. You know, like you're
marking your drug dealer marking your territory. Yeah. I just explained that to one of the children. Like, what do the shoes mean up there? I'm like, oh, you see,
they're giving them away.
Just telling them this is my neighborhood.
Can we talk? We should talk about this a little bit.
Like, what do we need to talk about?
The Wire.
How are you not going to like Adrian Martinez look like the best player in the league? Yeah. And then last week, Skip Holtz, and I love Skip Holtz.
A little controversy.
Well, how are you going to sell the league? Like, look, a year ago or 2 years ago, when it was McGough and Jamar Smith, they would play both, right? Last year, Jamar Smith got injured. They were playing both. Okay, we see the Stallions look incredible under Adrian Martinez, like the best numbers for any quarterback in the league. And then he's a DNP.
What do you think happened?
I'm just saying, if you're trying to sell, no, he didn't announce it. He said nothing. He said there. He goes, I just like to play both, and I'm like, I understand what you're doing. You have quarterback depth, but if you're trying to sell the league, the biggest star.
This is crazy. If you know Colby is advocating for QB stardom treatment.
I don't want to break any news here, but this feels like the kind of thing that might come down from the communications department.
And they still have Jamar Smith too. So they like
narrative to sell the league, get public interest. Sit him down. Well, I think this came from Jeff.
Had we known, like I knew that they were going to start.
I think Jeff created the call.
Actually,
hey, Adrian Martinez, too popular. No one's bigger than Jeff at the UFL. Sit him down.
Well, dude, I mean, look, we didn't know that last week on this show, but when we recorded,
it's all right
that he was not going to play. And then when they named Matt Corral the starter on Thursday, we find that out. I was still like, okay, well, they played both in game one and two. So I mean, like, but then
Mackerel's not bad.
Well, he's not bad, but Martinez is clearly better based on what we've seen.
He still got the little shimmy, you know.
Well, you should just let us know that he's not going to play at all, because not only did I have a DFS lineup with him in it.
Oh, now we
your handicap part of our handicap. Yep. And another thing is, when it rains, wouldn't you want the more mobile quarterback playing?
So was it lightning that delayed it, or just too much rain?
No, I don't even know. Like, you know how lightning is these days, and this isn't even UFL. How many college football games?
You got a lightning thing?
They're not playing through enough lightning, right?
Oh, it's such bullshit. Hey, we got lightning 25 miles away. We're just not gonna play.
Yeah, they're not out there with the 7-iron. Come on, God.
All right.
So you're telling me that the league still hasn't figured out injury reports, but they got time to create anti-podcast procedures in the press room. Deadlines. Why don't you work on a deadline to get your injury report?
Who is this Walter Cronkite covering this league? That's Watergate, and then the Stallions Defenders recap.
The Americans have won the war.
Do you believe in miracles? The Stallions kicked a field goal and won, but didn't cover after the rain delay.
Just taking highlights from the UFL and dubbing in great calls from other sporting events and news. Let's do that. Anyway, Birmingham laying 7.5. I'm a simpleton. Houston still sucks ass.
They did get Mark Thompson back. Colby, what do you make of that?
Yeah, no, and he's a difference maker. They should run him a little bit more, as Joel Klatt stated about 100 times on Sunday.
I like Joel Klatt.
I do too.
I think he's a good, he should do NFL games. I'd like to hear that.
The Roughnecks, though, Reed Sinnott played a lot better second half.
Is he related to the kid that's about to get drafted from Kansas State?
No, but I think he might be related to Jamar, because I think he grew up in the same town. Wow. Since there's only about 7 people in those towns out there,
you call him a Caucasian.
I'm on the Stallions too, man. I think they bounce back. That rain that was everything to help DC. The rain, like no Adrian Martinez. I don't think that'll.
Is Adrian Martinez going to play this week?
We don't know yet.
What do you mean?
I think we got to realize that the Renegades are the odd team out, and that the Roughnecks 17-9 win over Arlington was kind of fraudulent, and Houston was at home too. So now you go, oh, they are at home again.
Yeah, the Rice Bowl.
What'd you call it?
It's the Rice Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Come on,
Kramer. Or is
JFK talks about the Rice. He gave a speech at the Rice Bowl probably about 30 hours.
Do we just ride with the Stallions?
You think Jeff would have been able to handle driving a woman into a lake? A cover up story?
Yeah, he'd be typing up the.
you got a deadline? Come on in.
Old Kennedy. He typed up his own police report. That was a simpler.
That's
time.
Power. That's power.
That was like when
I got this, officer.
George Bush got a DUI in Texas in 1960. Someone had a stand up bit. They're like, "Do you know how drunk you have to be like a powerful person in Texas in 1960 to get a DUI? This is pre breathalyzer.
I mean, everyone.
Like, what are you? How drunk are you?
If you're in your 30s or 40s, you certainly have a parent, maybe an uncle, who has shared with you what it was like back in the day when they would just get shit faced drunk.
My dad was a cop. Dad was a cop, and he would say, I was like, "How many people did you arrest for drinking and driving?" And he was like, "Only if they were complete assholes to me." And he was like, "Most of the time, I'd say, like, hey, call your friend.
Yeah, go home.
Yeah, come get shit.
Yeah, here's a cup of coffee."
That was back.
In certain instances, I think he drove them home. Yeah. If it was a slow night, you're just like, hop in the back.
Civil officer.
Or tax dollars. That's what they should go to.
So we're all protect and serve.
We're all laying.
Birmingham Stallions. Yeah, I guess, Colby, what have you heard? I know they don't put out injury reports or news regarding the league.
Well, we know Scooby writes out.
But
I do think, I think they were supposed to like alternate. So I would assume that we're seeing Adrian Martinez here.
Alternate games?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it doesn't make sense.
And with that, I think the Stallions are just the best team in the league. Like I said, the rain helped DC. DC actually got severely outgained. There was a handoff fumble inside the five that Matt Corral did So like that score was a little bit misleading.
I think this was clearly Skip Holtz. Just he needed the team to lose a game so they could have something to.
But they didn't lose.
I know, but
but it felt like a loss because they didn't cover.
Yeah.
All right, I'm with you. Let's take the Stallions.
He's fabricate. He's got a fabric. They're too good. They have to. He has to get in his.
It
own
was
way.
Hilarious. Like the final two drives, they literally got like every.
I will say it
yard
was a,
that they needed.
It was a frustrating as someone who had way too much money on the Stallions. It was. It was frustrating. So at the same exact time, have you checked on what game we'll get, Sean? Will we get the Houston game or the other?
Do they even bother putting out that map?
That would be hilarious if they give us. Yeah. What?
Actually, we should start putting out that map.
Yeah.
Since I'm sure
would imagine we get San Antonio, right? Isn't that the furthest west?
I mean, but it's a home game for Arlington. San Antonio.
Does it matter? Or are they like, oh, well, all those Brahmas fans that moved to the West Coast, we got to serve that audience.
I put Birmingham should be on everywhere. That's your best product. Yeah. San Antonio, Arlington, San Antonio laying 2.5 here, -135 on the money line, Arlington +115, 42.5 is the total.
I'm dying on this hill. Give me Arlington. Yeah. Like San Antonio. One of the things that I must admit.
No, what are you talking about? Arlington's horrible. They haven't won a game.
That's true too.
They looked so. They got
third best offense in the league.
Oh, yeah, well,
they had 9 points last week.
They had 9 points,
and they still have the third best offense. They were the number one
they
offense.
Were 3 point road favorites against Houston. I mean, Colby, no
we
one.
We have
quit.
Them 23-1.
I have a
10-1 to win the championship.
What's their action now? We got to get in on that.
No, I have a personal vendetta against the Brahmas franchise, and I'm still taking the Brahmas.
No, look, the Brahmas one part of the handicap. One part of
35-1.
Let's jump in on this. Look, hear me out. Actually, let's
mark
talk about
me
this.
Down. I'm going to write that.
Look,
down.
Look. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this right here. So you know the standings
Chase
right now.
Chase Garbers is out for the Brahmas. That's good for them. They've been better without Chase Garbers.
Well, part of that handicap, I did not realize Quentin Dormady was from San Antonio. He played at Tennessee, so I did not.
Storman Dormady, super efficient.
That first time at home in front of the wife, the ex girlfriends, you gotta impress. But
they're there for their child support.
But look, the standings here, Battlehawks are going to get in, right? They have the tiebreaker over the Brahmas. The Renegades are playing the Brahmas right now, right? And they have to play the Brahmas again. There's still value in this right now on
Let's
jumping
go.
Into that action. There's value in taking it.
UFL is not taking any more of my money in the futures market.
I'm going to have to. Yeah, we'll see.
Give me the Renegades. They're getting this done. They're winning outright.
No way. They have the worst point differential in the league. Their defense
they
is
have
horrible.
The hardest schedule.
They let up 100 points.
They
what
laid
a
lemon the other day, but that was the other losses. They looked impressive.
No, they have not
week
looked impressive.
Week one, they lost to Birmingham 27-14. That's fine. Birmingham's good.
Yeah.
Week two, they lost 24-27 at St.
Louis.
Drop
touchdown. Drop touchdown. They could have won the game. Yeah.
All right, I'm with you. They lost 28-29 to DC. That was
the bullshit. That was the 4th and 12. That was the 4th and 12.
Are you noticing a trend? Whatever the scenario is, they figure out a way to lose
all
the
right,
game.
I'm with you, Colby. Give me
Let's jump in. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
35-1.
He's in these feuds right now. He doesn't know what he's doing right now.
Well, I do know what I'm doing.
I will say this. Imagine being the VP of communications and not putting out injury report or having depth charts available to your fans. Can't look up a depth chart. Not you only have 8 teams. It's not that hard. Get a Google sheet going.
So all around hustle pointing out they do put out injury reports on Twitter. Yes, but come on, don't put them out on your website.
What? Who is this? Who is it? Is this Jeff?
It's Jeff in the chat. No, Jeff clearly doesn't use his Twitter because
is all around hustle the name of the podcast.
If it looked up any of the hashtags related to the UFL, like me shitting on the league was like the third most popular UFL.
They can't get tagged that much. Their social guy is definitely seeing it.
Oh yeah, but do you think they want to bring that up to Jeff?
We should see if should see if the social guy wants to get in on it.
Yeah.
Hit us with a tag back.
Anyone listening from the league who has dirt on the league, how it's probably, possibly, most likely a Ponzi scheme.
I heard it's
I'm going to be turning into like an injury attorney. Have you been wronged by the UFL? Call at Sean T. Green.
Oh, let's get a billboard. Let's get a billboard.
Yeah, put it up right in San Antonio. Oh, dude.
Oh, yes. Where's the cheapest billboard? Birmingham, probably.
Oh man, that's you. Could, what $50 will get you a fucking billboard?
Do they have billboards there?
Someone, all right. This is where the audience is efficient. We need a billboard that is visible. But
isn't their headquarters in? It's in Arlington.
Where would his desk?
Yeah,
be?
We got to do Arlington. Yeah. Where's just his so desk? You won't miss it.
Find where his desk is and get the billboard that he sees every day.
Just
on the
hashtag UFL Jeff sucks. All right. We might need a Kickstarter, but if you want to contribute to the UFL Jeff sucks billboard, hit us up.
Just take a little of that Arlington 35-1. It'll pay for itself. All right, Battlehawks, Defenders.
And all around hustle is clarifying. He's just a fan.
Okay.
We were just joking, all around hustle. We know you wouldn't be.
Jeff. Well, that's what Jeff would say.
Yeah. Jeff wouldn't be. Jeff would never listen to a show discussing the league. All around hustle seems like a cool dude who just likes some gambling talk and hanging out.
Jeff, he doesn't know how to use YouTube. St. Louis Battlehawks, -3.5 here on the road against DC. You can stop the handicap right there. 9 a.m. on the West Coast, too. Interestingly, normal football kickoff time here. Our body clocks are getting ready. -180 for the Battlehawks. 47 is the total. DC, +150 home dog. DC's been a little confusing to me this year, but, and I know some people on the UFL gambling podcast are very high on St. Louis.
Are they the same team?
DC should not be getting this many points at home. Or am I wrong? Yeah, am I just smitten for a DC team that is?
They've never lost a game at this fucking stadium. They play, and they're actually one of the teams that's had 3 years. You know what
all
I
right,
mean?
Let's go, DC. Easy.
No, I'm taking St. Louis. This is their first loss.
What?
I'm just giving you some motivation.
Why'd you trick me?
Look, I don't believe this team's
any
good.
They lost week two against the Roughnecks. Or no, they pushed. Sorry. Yeah.
No, they've never lost a game outright at Aldi at the Lemon Party.
So, but they've only had one home game this season, right?
Is it?
Week two, and they beat the Roughnecks.
Saying 2020?
Yeah.
2022.
He's talking about all. Yeah.
Well, and Battlehawks don't seem to be the same team on the road.
No.
Although
Tony
they did,
Meatballs
they
outside?
Did get Jacob Saylor's Colby back for the Battlehawks, ran for 103 yards.
Dog.
I don't know. The Memphis game was tough for me. Like, once Case Kukas went out, that Memphis offense was cooked. I don't know. I feel like that Memphis maybe backdoors this game if they don't if he doesn't get hurt.
Or you mean the previous game? I agree. Yeah. I thought we were in a good spot to cover before that injury. After that we were cooked. But I do think I just think St. Louis is a better team, even though Tony Meatball can't really coach.
No, you're turning.
I just think St. Louis, like, DC is just not that. Like, I don't think their roster is very good.
You're turning.
I'll say this. I'm going to take St. Louis, Ryan. Always lay the 3.5.
Ooh, not, I think not the, in the UFL.
I think the Pearson, the receiver that's back for the Battlehawks, good DFS play as well. He's a PPR machine. I think he gets it done. I'm just skeptical of DC. I'll take St. Louis laying 3.5. Colby, you're with me. Kramer, you're taking the home dog?
Yeah, I'm taking DC.
Feels good. We're disagreeing on this episode.
Yeah, no Discord. No, Discord gets Houston. Enjoy your Roughnecks. 12 p.m. on Sunday here in the West Coast. The Panthers of Michigan taking out. Which, by the way, good for the Michigan Panthers to get out of town with the draft going on. You know, all the hubbub of.
I'm surprised.
I'm just kidding.
Surprised they didn't see that opportunity and say, hey.
Maybe play a fucking game in Detroit.
At the same time.
I mean.
Don't want to take advantage of all these football fans.
You're partnered with the NFL, I thought. I thought, developmental league, my ass. Like, the draft weekend is the perfect time to highlight.
I was thinking just, you know, kick off exactly.
Well, also, if you're a fan of the NFL draft, Thursday's the big night, then Friday. Saturday, you're dying for something to do in Detroit.
The draft starts early in the morning, so you have having a game around noon would be excellent. The seventh round's wrapping up.
You've already pondered buying a house for $10,000.
You get a whole block.
I will say
$5,000.
That Detroit sign fiasco is comically Detroit. They're taking on Memphis, though, down in Memphis at, I think you said, Colby, your second favorite arena in the UFL.
No, this would be my favorite
first. All right.
Yeah.
The Liberty Bowl.
Yeah.
Right, -1 for the Showboats.
Let me tell you what makes a good stadium.
-120 on the money line.
If you might die outside of it, That's how you know. It's like this is like going to see hip hop concerts.
So the crime or pays punk rock concerts the
back in the day. You right. know what I mean?
40 like
and you
a
knew
half?
You were going to see something good because you had to put, you had to risk it. You had to risk everything.
Real pro move by Colby by saying hip hop and punk rock. Didn't want it nice. To. Didn't want to.
You've spoken like someone who's been to the Camden Performing Arts.
I mean, I've been to my fair share.
Camden was a rough area for concerts.
Might have had a friend go see
fucking Allman Brothers would come through town in like the worst part. Anyway,
might have had a friend that went to Baltimore to see a Wu-Tang concert, and we came out and his car was on cinder blocks.
Right. Well, you can't park
his brand new car was on cinder blocks.
In hindsight, probably shouldn't have brought the brand
but
new
the
car.
Decency to put him on blocks, I thought was
How else are you gonna get him on?
Very warm.
All right, so Michigan, Colby's. I know Colby has like four teams ranked number two in the league. Michigan was one of them.
Not anymore.
Memphis. Another
they're
team.
They're three to me now.
They're three now.
Michigan is.
Michigan's three. Okay.
Well, it's like their defense is still good, but when you're turning the ball over three times, you're not going to win many games.
And then you bring in Etling. Well, by the way, EJ Perry's out for the year.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing
or bad
thing?
Colby?
I think it's good because they signed Bryce Perkins.
I love the former EJ Perry can't get worse. He got worse. Then he got injured for the entire season.
Well, and you got Etling starting, but I think Perkins, you know, I don't understand how EJ Perry was on a roster when Perkins was out there. It doesn't make any sense to me, but, addition by subtraction.
It's maybe because there's a fixed job in the money's being funneled to the Rock and Oprah in Hawaii as they build their elitist bunker because the world's about to end.
I'm on Michigan, man. I can't buy into Memphis. Memphis offensive line is so bad. Case Cook is about to get fucked up. Is he even going to play? We don't even know if he's going to play. Yeah.
That's the other thing.
His arm got, it was such a, like, I don't know. The injury happened on such a little weak ass play, but if he can't throw.
Also, but the Memphis offensive line is pretty bad. This is the most pressures seen in the league. Kukis leading at 50, Jordan Tamu 48, Luis Perez 43, Reed Sinet 41.
We're gonna see what Sean's gonna do here because they are honoring former Memphis Showboat Reggie White.
And
departed head coach Pepper Rogers.
Well, I hate Pepper Rogers, but
all right. Here's what we're gonna do. Memphis is 18-1 win it all.
I'm not doing any more futures.
What do you mean? They're only it's week five, Sean.
I have Memphis at 13-1 from last week. I'm fine.
How many games back is Memphis of making the playoffs?
Probably two.
They win this game, they're in the playoffs right now. 18-1. I'm writing that down. I'm also taking Memphis.
It is tricky because they're honoring Reggie White.
But you're taking Memphis or Michigan?
Hey,
Memphis.
How many of the?
And I'm taking the future.
Let me ask you something, guys. I want to ask you this honestly.
Sure. No.
How many of the 300 people there will know Reggie White played for the Memphis Showboats?
Jeff rejected his family from being there, so they won't be there.
Grieving widow of Reggie White. Sorry. Are you on a deadline?
I actually heard that Jeff might have something to do, allegedly, of course, with Steve McNair.
Oh, okay, wow. So right. That's an unsolved. Well, maybe
in Tennessee. A coincidence?
And I was thinking about this. Why don't you just let people into the game?
I mean, why not for
you
free?
You charge like $10 a beer.
I got a
your sponsors are happy.
Here's your problem. Like, here's how you solve the problem. The arena wants to sell more.
Why don't you pay people to come to the game?
Buy one ticket, get 10 free.
Here's how you sell it. You get every ticket comes with a t-shirt, first of all.
Yeah.
Right. Figure that out. And then
and a condom
and a coupon for something, something from the concession stand. So they buy more shit. I don't understand how they screw this up. It should not be hard to get people to watch football.
To me, it's like use the classic. Just this is.
Do you remember what the San Antonio Commanders were doing back in the AAF?
Oh, they were packing it.
They had people in that building.
I know. What happened?
Well, they were trying to be a real business. They weren't funneling the money. Yeah,
the Brahmas don't have that type of turnout.
You know what they're building? They're building the Lost Island. That's where all the elites are going to live. They're going to stop time.
The Riverwalk.
I don't want to spoil the show if you haven't seen it. I know some people haven't caught the end yet.
I just don't understand it. Like if I was in, I'd be like, man, we have a problem on TV. Like, cause it's almost like the nightclub thing. You bring people in, then the next day people are excited about this. Mm. Right. So it's like, hey, if you just let people
Imagine the nightclub that Jeff ran.
You let people come in.
Hey, you ladies. All right. The deadline's only in there. All right. We're going to, and you're going to dress professionally. All right. No one needs to see your vagina. That's all we got for the UFL. Colby's on Michigan.
No, I like Michigan here because I'm
Michigan
with
too.
Perry, if you got rid of Perry, and thankfully the other team did, that defense is still pretty good. And then you
got against Reggie White, huh?
Yeah, I mean, in this case, he's not coming out of that tunnel, Colby.
Are you sure?
Well, I guess I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Be careful. You don't know what AI can do.
And he played at that stadium too. That's even cooler. You know what I mean?
His ghost played
at that stadium. Energy, the energy, the vibes.
All right.
Colby, what are you doing?
I'm all over the Panthers, man.
Okay, well, sell your.
I was trying to sell you as an Eagle fan.
Why do you want me on the show?
Because I want you to lose.
No.
Hey?
Come on.
Wow.
Look at this negative energy.
You know, we learned once from Shaquille O'Neal that betting was a team sport.
Now that's a deep pull. So yeah, Michigan Panthers. I still think they have a really good defense. And I think that carries them here. All right. Time for Lock, Dog, and Parlay, brought to you by Unified Health. That's right. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the UFL. Sounds like some people in the UFL could use some healing, some mental clarity. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by the Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in LA or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is both easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SGPN to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYD healing.com/SGPN. No material testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any question you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. All right, Lock, Dog, Tease. What are we doing?
Real quick, I did want to update. Last week was bad.
Not tease, sorry.
No teases in the UFL. Well,
no.
There is one big tease. His name's Jeff. I guess what, Sean? I've officially been restricted from play after I have a losing week.
What, finally. They limit you after you lose?
Perhaps everyone can't see you. Maybe they're just taking it down for everyone. But I no longer have the odds available to me. So,
wow,
I'm officially razor sharp. Lock, which I unfortunately will have to find alternative methods to get down on. Do I just roll out Birmingham one more time?
I think so.
I think I'm Birmingham. Lock. Dog is DC. Colby nailed it. This is a team we came into the season and we said.
Wait, Colby's on St. Louis.
I know, but we came into the season and we said.
I told you DC doesn't lose at home.
We said there's a handful of teams that are going to have a home edge. Birmingham, DC, St. Louis, maybe San Antonio. Pay attention. DC +3.5 in a building like, again, Colby mentioned earlier and then is going against it, but they've never lost in this building. They're catching 3.5 here. Plus
lemon parties are known to go bad.
I've never been to one. I would not know. And my, so Lock, Birmingham, Dog, DC.
I'm locking up the San Antonio Brahmas -2.5. I mean, Arlington Renegades are one of the worst spring league teams of all time.
Him and Jeff are pals now.
It's just to show you, I can be professional, look past personal grievances, which I can't say. The same thing for Jeff, VP of comms. I'll also take the Michigan Panthers as my dog on the money line. The other ones, I like the small favorite. So maybe we'll put together a parlay. But yeah, give me the Brahmas as my lock, Panthers as my dog. Colby, what do you got?
Birmingham is going to fuck up Houston. They're not ready for that. And the dog is Arlington. The Renegades got them right where they got the league, right where they want. Remember last year they were horrible, and then like the league just said, "Hey, here's Luis Perez." They end up winning the whole freedom. That wasn't the Freedom Cup. That was the Extreme Cup.
Let me give you a parlay. DC, Arlington, Birmingham, all on the money line. You can lay it with Birmingham. That seems soft if you don't lay it.
I will. My parlay I will give out is
Burlington Coat Factory.
The
Burlington
you still got Coat that place?
Birmingham -7.5, and then Panthers on the money line.
They spent a lot on the radio advertising.
No, they were everywhere. Colby, you want to give out a parlay?
Yeah, you're goddamn right. I do. All right.
There's one in Los Angeles.
Really?
Holy shit!
Where the hell is the Burlington?
Downtown.
No, there's a Burlington. It's got to be a bar. You're looking at a bar called Burlington, right? There's no way. There's no way.
Yeah, the Coat Factory.
There's no way in downtown LA. There's no fucking Burlington. I will parlay Birmingham, Arlington.
Oh wow, this is riveting.
You said Burlington there.
Yeah,
Burlington, Arlington.
Do I have a list?
And add the Michigan Panthers to that thing.
All right. There you go.
One in Burbank.
Do I still have a list?
I believe that, but more than downtown. There's no one in downtown.
They're all over Los Angeles.
Where the fuck is the one in downtown? Give me that address.
All right, we're going to go score some sweet coats. Hey, make sure you tune in to the NFL draft show and get your NFL draft bingo card. What are you waiting for? Fun, easy to play, and you can win $100 Shipping gift card if you get a sweet, sweet NFL draft bingo. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up. Tune in to the mock draft show, actual draft show, the watch party. You're going to be having some cocktails, bunch of special guests. It's going to be a night to remember.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the money green. He's Ryan.
It may be a night to remember.
Kramer, let it ride.